Hey besties.
Thank you for tuning in for another episode. Yes. I think I miscounted in the last one. I think this is episode 8. I think the last one, I remember what I was like uploading. It was the wrong. I think I said episode 8 in the last one, but it was really episode 7.
Honestly, whatever we say verbally, doesn't supersede what's in the text, because the text is probably more correct.
The text is what's correct. It's because I forgot that. I think I miscounted when we had our husbands on. The last episode was episode 7.
Okay.
So this will be episode 8.
Take it with a grain of salt. Maybe you messed up.
I did. It happens.
So really quickly, we do our little news story segment first.
Yes.
I wanted to bring up, I don't know if you guys know, Megan obviously doesn't know any of the new stuff. Megan isn't going to know, which is why I do it.
Whoops.
Netflix came out, I don't think it's new, but it's popular right now, a new documentary series, or a new documentary called Take Care of Maya.
That's my cat's name. I do take care of Maya.
So I watched it with Michael, and it was absolutely heartbreaking.
So that was a bad joke. I'm sorry.
Yes, it is actually.
I'm the worst. Okay, sorry.
It's here in the Tampa Bay area, which is why I wanted to see it, because all the hospitals that they talk about are like Johns Hopkins, different hospital centers around here. And basically how they falsely accuse the family of abuse and claiming that the mother had Munchausen's syndrome. I don't know if I said that correctly or not. But I watched a documentary series, and it was just so heartbreaking to see how the hospital literally tore that whole entire family apart.
No.
Yeah. And how they accused the daughter of not having the disease that she did have. And finding
out. When was this?
She's, I think, 17 now. It happened when she was 10. So 10 years ago.
Oh, my God.
But here in Tampa Bay, and, like, they were talking about the doctors, and people were saying how rude it was, and just everything that happened. I sat there, and I was like, I want to see the documentary. One, I don't really – I can never, like, empathize with documentaries because, you know, like, murder mysteries. Like, I can't relate to killing your husband. So
– yet.
But watching that and just seeing, first of all, the stuff that the little girl went through, the stuff that the dad and the mom went through. I'm not going to give it all away. It does have a lot of trigger areas in there, which is why I'm not saying much about it right now. But you guys need to watch it. You need to watch it. It broke my heart. Even Michael was like, they're the worst people ever. And I'm like, they are. And it's bringing, you know, a lot to light on, I wish I knew the name of the disease.
Actually, I'm not going to watch it tonight because I need to be in a good mood.
Oh, it is complex regional pain syndrome. So it happens to a lot of girls, young girls. It's basically she's in pain, but they don't like see it. But then you have to like take like a certain medication, and their issue was ketamine and how it could be dangerous. Mm-hmm. And they're like, the mom was, you know, telling the doctors that she needed to take it. And they were saying that she was crazy and making all this stuff up. I don't know. It was a crazy whirlwind thing. Mm-hmm. I typically don't watch.
It's like an inflammatory thing where like.
Yeah. Something like that. But just the way they handled it. And it just, the reason why I'm bringing it up, it's like, how do you know, or how hard do you fight for your kids? Because what they went through, and like CPS took away the daughter and everything. And like, how do you fight for your kids when you know that you're not wrong, but you have them literally taking your kids away? She was literally asking for a hug from her daughter. And they were like, no. No hug.
Oh, hell no.
And just like, you know, that's her daughter's last memory of her mom. Like, that's just like, it's so heartbreaking. And then it's like, do you fight like hell? Are you willing to go to jail and like go through everything for like how it is? Like, sitting down and watching that, and I'm like, damn.
But the daughter.
I could go to jail one day because I try that with me. Like, I just.
The daughter was 10, though. Like, couldn't she speak for herself and be like.
It doesn't matter. If
my
they
mom's
think,
not doing this. If they, I didn't watch it. I have no idea what's going
if
on.
If they think, like, let's say, like, with the kids, like, if they think that you were. Falsely accusing the kids of having a situation where you had Munchausen's. I think it would be the person
the mom. The mom was on ketamine, or the daughter?
The daughter.
Okay.
Is on ketamine. And I don't even know what ketamine is. That's besides the point. But they basically accused the mom of making the condition up.
So that the mom could get drugs?
So that the mom, that, you know what Munchausen,
I think I might say it wrong. I watched the Gypsy Rose documentary.
Yes. Yeah. How she wanted to take care of her daughter. She wanted her daughter to be ill. So she was making her daughter ill to take care of her, to feel like, I have to take care of my daughter. So they basically said that this mom had the same situation, but that wasn't the case. Oh. And with her trying to fight and CPS taking the kids and the things that CPS was saying was like, because she was saying like, my daughter's suffering, help her, my daughter's suffering. And they're like, let her suffer while we're figuring these things out and type of stuff like that.
Oh my God.
And just how they did everything. Like, I'm sitting there, I'm like, I give the dad all the graces of him trying to be calm and handling it so he can get his daughter back, but I would have been in jail.
I would have been in jail too. Oh, for sure.
To tell me that I'm lying, to tell me that like my child's symptoms are fake or that I'm making it up, and then to take my child away from me when there's like other people who are really doing bad stuff to their kids, like those are the ones who should be investigated, not me. They would make a documentary series on the shit that I would do because that – It was heartbreaking. So you definitely need to watch it.
But I mean, like, even the Gypsy Rose case, I mean, look at that. Like, that little girl really did believe that she did have all of those things wrong with her.
And that's the difficult situation. It's like, how do you know and stuff like that? But now at 17 and her officially being diagnosed with this CRPS situation, they did all this and it was true. Like, it was true. Like, everything that you cause a family, CPS investigation, all this stuff.
Oh, did they get into, like, the lawsuit and stuff that happened
afterwards? They're currently doing a lawsuit right now. So, they're in lawsuit with, I think, John Hopkins in 2023. I think in, like, October, they're trying to file a lawsuit for, like, pain and suffering and stuff like that.
Oh, my God. I can only imagine.
But I'm like, that's just not insane. Like, I don't know how they didn't. How are there not precautions to maybe figure out, like, maybe if the doctor says this isn't true, get a second opinion, get a third opinion, get someone else's opinion. But the way they did it, I thought was messed up. So,
but then it looks bad too, like doctor hopping. Like, that's what was one of the red flags for the Gypsy Rose case.
I have CPS doctor hop. If you don't believe me, then go and do that. But you're not taking my child away until you see the same thing that I'm going through. Like, I have nothing to hide. Do not take my child away from me. Mm-hmm. Like, I thought that was absolutely insane. And that poor girl was stuck in the hospital for, like, 3 months alone because her parents couldn't be there. I would have lost my mind.
Girl, that couldn't be me.
I would have been throwing hands. And that's the thing with me. I throw hands for – I'm quick to want to throw hands all the time.
I can't. Oh, that's terrible. I'll have to watch it, but not today because I'm going on a cruise tomorrow. I don't want to watch it.
But I definitely recommend you guys to see it. Tell me your thoughts. Tell me what you would do.
What's it called again and what platform?
Take Care of Maya. It's on Netflix. They're trying to bring more awareness to the disease, more awareness to what happened. They want to hold these people accountable. Mm-hmm. It completely destroyed this family's life. And they're actually not too far from us, if I'm not mistaken. Because I was like, oh my God, they're in our area. They're like in the St. Pete area. So yeah, that's what I wanted to bring up. I knew Megan had no idea what was going on. I saw it, I think, on Instagram and I was like, what is this? So I thought that was an interesting documentary.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I don't really get to watch a whole lot of adult TV.
Great to watch the news. You have no idea what's going on.
We bought the Mario movie because, you know, Mike bought the Mario movie. Then Key West, we were trying to, like, watch the Mario movie, but we couldn't get it to work. So we ended up buying it.
I thought you guys weren't going to buy the movie.
Girl, I know.
What happened?
The whole Mike thing where he couldn't get the Mario movie to work. And then Bryce is like,
it was like Bryce, he kept purely defeated.
He kept bringing it up over and over and over again. And then, Travis just got defeated and was like, fine, just buy the movie. So we did.
I love that. So have you watched it?
How many times?
I was going to ask you that next.
5 times, at least. I've watched it 5 times. I'm sure Bryce has watched it more. We watched it last night.
We watched it
the night before with Travis because Travis, you know, fell asleep in the movie theater watching it. So he actually stayed, and Bryce made sure he was staying awake too.
Like, keep his little eyes open.
Every single time he picked up his phone, he's like, Daddy, you need to watch the movie.
That's so funny.
But it's a good movie. Like, I've seen it a lot, obviously, and I still watch it. It's good.
You watch it because you like Mario or because Jack Black is in it?
Both. I grew up, my dad's like a huge gamer. My brothers are gamers. And honestly, like, I grew up playing a lot of video games and being around a lot of video games. So it's very nostalgic. And I think it was a really cool bonding thing for Michael and I because, you know, we both play a lot of video games, especially like Nintendo video games. So we were able to, like, pick out, you know, like all the Easter eggs in there, mm-hmm. like something like Mario's ringtone. We're like, oh, that's the GameCube. You know, when you start up a GameCube, like his ringtone, like just picking things out like that. It was really cool.
Yeah.
And I only saw it the one time in theaters with Michael. So we got to watch it again last night and we were both, you know, picking out stuff. I don't know. It's fun. And plus I love Jack Black.
She does. Jack Black is her celebrity crush. That's my bae. So.
I love that man.
Obsessed. I love that for you. So on today's episode, I already forgot the topics.
I love that. I have it on my phone.
We try to like talk about the topics beforehand so we're ready.
Yeah, I didn't make any points because again, like I've been preparing for a cruise, you know, like we were busy last week and I was thrown off.
I guess we're winging it today then.
We're winging it.
That's fine.
Luckily we like to talk. I was literally on Facebook Live for an hour today just gabbing away. So
that doesn't warm me out at all.
So this was a topic and we can kind of like veer off if we need to be veering off. But it says, do you still buy your parents gifts? Do they still buy you gifts? How we feel about our relationships with our parents as adults and who's entitled to your kids? So
yes. So the first one, get parents gift buying. I brought that one up. I put that one in the thing.
Still buy your parents gifts?
Yes. And my hesitation is because I only really buy one parent a gift, you know? I buy my mom's gifts all the time. I always have. My dad, we don't really have a gifting situation. Mm-hmm. I never got gifts from my dad as a kid. So it's like, we don't have the same type of thing or whatnot. But I didn't realize that some people either don't think about their parents or don't do that. Especially like what brought it up was, I think, Father's Day, like on Father's Day. Cause I feel like when you switch, I knew I had a hair on me. When you switch from like, you always doing stuff for your parents, like you're a parent yourself. It's like, who do you celebrate? Like with me, like for Mother's Day, do I celebrate Mother's Day for myself? Do I celebrate with my mom? Like, how do you like do that type of thing? Yeah. And like, how do you do that? Do you give gifts or not? Like, I've always been the type of person that even as I get older, like I want to make sure like my parents are taken care of and whatnot. And little gifts here and there for the holidays. Mm-hmm. My mom does the same thing with me. She says, you know, I'm always her baby. So she's always going to give me the gifts and stuff. I see people make jokes like on Easter. They're like parents, you know, wanting their parents to still give them Easter
baskets.
Yeah. My mom would still do it. She has no issues with that. But just so amazing to see like how many parents or how many adults, as soon as they grow up,
they turn 18. They're like,
like forget about their parents. They don't call on holidays to say, you know, the thing that you say, like on Thanksgiving, you call your loved ones and you say happy Thanksgiving. Like they don't do that anymore. They don't do gifts. And I'm like, is it just like not a thing or like, mm-hmm.
or they like piggyback, like even though you're an adult, like you piggyback off of like your mom's gift to your dad for Father's Day or something like that. Like,
yeah,
your mom just writes all the kids' names and it's like, we're all grown. We all have money. Like buy your dad or your mom something. Like, yeah, don't piggyback.
I'm not helping any of my siblings get gifts for my parents because I want my parents to know exactly who gave what gifts and who thought about it. This whole joint thing, I'm not doing it.
God, don't even get me started.
I feel like I pick up the slack for my siblings all the time and I have no desire to do that as far as gifts go.
So as far as gifts, I'm a big gift giver. I love giving a gift. You know, for your birthday, I got you like 7 things.
Girl, you can't even hold a surprise. You're like, do you want to know what it is?
I know, I got Tiffany so many just like things for her birthday because her birthday's so close to Mother's Day too. So I have to like get her something for Mother's Day, which I got her a couple things. And then her birthday is right after. So I have to like split it up. And there's just so many things that I wanted because I have to wait all the way till Christmas to get her something else. Yeah. You know, so long. It's like a 6-month wait. And I'm just not good at keeping secrets. So I got her a bunch of little things. But as far as like my parents, I get my dad something for Father's Day and for Christmas and his birthday. So it's 3 things. I used to get my stepmom stuff all the time. But so yeah, my stepmom's kind of hard to buy for because I feel like she has hobbies. Like she loves to cook. She loves to bake. She loves Disney. She loves Harry Potter. Like she has a lot of things that she loves. But I feel like she's like tapped out and all those because we like, you know, where have you seen those memes where it's like, my kid loves Paw Patrol. So I bought them literally everything Paw Patrol. Like, that's my stepmom. Like, she's got everything already. Because we all, like, cling on to those things that she likes. And I'm like, what the hell? What the hell else can I buy you? So maybe I should just start getting her, like, a gift card or something. I don't know. I don't think I got her anything for Mother's Day this year. And I try to buy, like, I was buying my stuff for my siblings for, like, their birthdays and stuff. But once they turn 18, I was like, you don't buy me anything. You've never bought anything for me, and I don't need anything from them. But, you know, if you want to buy something for my kids for their birthdays or Christmas or whatever, your nephews, do it, but you're 18 now. I'm not buying shit for you.
Yeah.
I've been buying something for your mom for her birthday.
My birthday comes before all of my siblings. So that's how I determine and decide. Mm-hmm. You don't want to tell me happy birthday? I ain't telling you shit.
Period. No. So yeah, that's who I buy stuff for. I buy stuff for my dad. Oh, and speaking of, because this is what Tiffany was with me during this whole debacle. So I don't know if my brothers buy stuff for my dad for Father's Day separately or like Christmas or whatever. I know my brother Aaron bought my dad something. I don't know about my other brothers. I always buy something separate for my dad. Mm-hmm. I always, you know, on my own. So this year, my brother Chris, he lives in Portland. He's, how old's Chris? He's the same age as you, right?
Yeah. 29. Or going to be 29. Or already
I think 29. He's going to be 30 this year. Yeah, because I'll be 33. He'll be turning 30 this year. Anyway. I love that. He's grown. He's grown his tail. So he gets me, my stepmom, Travis, and my other brothers all in a group chat. And he's like, hey, father, mind you, I already had my Father's Day gift bought. Okay, this is because I'm a planner. He's like, hey, if we all go in, what was it, like $150 or something? If we all chip in, we could buy dad a virtual reality PlayStation. I was like, first of all, you got me and my husband in here. I have to contribute.
Your house is double dipping.
$300. Absolutely fucking not, first of all. Second of all, you got Ashley in here too, my stepmom.
Yeah. That's so funny.
It's not her dad. Actually,
I'm low-key disappointed he didn't add me to the chat because he has my phone number. So, you know, he missed out on an extra $150.
We'll be blessed. Okay. I'm sure it's coming next year.
I don't doubt it.
Then he's got my stepmom in there. Can you... that's not her dad? What the fuck? Get her the fuck out of there. I'm just like... And I thought out told him. I was like, I already bought something, so I'm out. And he just would not let it go. He was like, well, you know, like if we all...
Like, you have to put in more money.
That's I'm not so going to split. I've been doing Father's Day gifts on my own for every way longer. Year. Never asked anyone to chip in. And I was like, first of all, like, we're all grown up. We all have money. Mm-hmm. Like, we got jobs. We don't need to all go in. Unless it's like a family vacation or we're all going in because, you know, he's dying to go to Disneyland or something like that.
Yeah.
We can all afford, you know, a $50, $60 gift to send so he can have, you know, four separate gifts from his kids. Like, I'm not going in with you. You've never gone in with me.
That's how I feel.
Absolutely not.
I think I bought my mom her first Louis Vuitton purse, which was expensive. And my boyfriend at the time, he was kind enough to, like, help me out and stuff like that. But I'm like, if I'm the one putting all this money out mm-hmm. for the years and years and years, like, you want to split a $200 purchase? Like, absolutely not. Do it yourself.
Get it yourself, for real.
Do it yourself. Like, I know it's going to be a lot of money. That's not
what I wanted to get him. You know what I mean? Like, I got him something that when I saw it, I was like, oh, I'm going to get this for my dad, you know? And Tiffany even got my dad a Father's Day gift.
I did. And I got him something when he wanted. Because I hate, like, when people try to give gifts of things you never, like, even asked for
never or wanted. Never even mentioned.
Yeah, casually. It's like, it's so weird. So I try to give people what they want. And it's exactly what he wanted.
Yeah.
Because he let us know twice.
My dad was not easygoing on the
He was very passive. Hints. Look how nice this backpack is.
And then it was, remember when it went on sale? He was like, oh, look, it's on sale. And I couldn't tell him, like, we already got it. Shut the fuck up.
That's too funny.
Talking about picking up the slack, I'm like, do not. I don't need to be reminded when it's my siblings' birthdays because, you know, my dad makes it a point to text all of us. I'm like, you better be texting them when it's my birthday on the low. Like, I don't need to be fucking reminded.
That's too funny. Yeah, my dad texted me to let us know when it was my grandmother's birthday. Mind you guys, my grandmother's birthday, how easy is it to remember? It's the day before mine. Like, it's not that hard. My dad texted us, all three of us, me and my siblings, to remind us that it was her birthday. And I'm like, I don't need a reminder.
I'm like, it's in a literal calendar that, like...
And I'm the only one who probably sends a message every single year. You don't have to include me in the reminder. Yep. You should probably include those who don't remember to do it.
Literally, who need the reminder. Like, I don't need to be reminded.
Yeah. I wonder if he sent a reminder the day after when it was my birthday.
Did they text you?
I think my sister did. Yeah. I think my sister did. My dad did, but not my brother.
And your brother lives 4 minutes away, too. I know. He's got no excuse.
No. So I just thought it was funny getting those texts. Like, it is? It's her birthday? I had no idea.
Oh, my God.
I only tell everyone that her birthday is literally the day before.
And all you had to do was just log on Facebook because it was Facebook. Log on any social media site where he follows us because you had birthday posts everywhere.
Yeah. No, speaking of actually Facebook real quick, Facebook did me dirty this year. Or maybe I didn't log in time because remember, I forgot my stepmom's birthday. from when I told you, yeah. and I was like, I fucking forgot. It's when we all went out to Cooper's Hawk. It was her birthday, but we also had a lot going on.
We were on the boat all day. We literally had to come home. We had an hour to get ready, and then we were out at dinner.
So Facebook, y'all could have sent me a personal ping and be like, don't forget.
Oh, damn. Because
I forgot, and I was like,
yeah, oh, I forgot too. Honestly, and I was like, damn, I didn't text your stepmom either.
I was panicking. But yeah, sending gifts to your parents, and or at least acknowledging your parents. Like, even though I don't really do Mother's Day or Father's Day with my parents anymore because we do our own thing, still, like, sending them the message. And the amount of people who say, like, their kids don't even say it anymore. And I'm like, I'm so sorry you have shitty children.
I know. I was like, that better not be my kids.
Yeah, like, at least a bare minimum. You don't have to come and have dinner, but, like, send a fucking text.
Yeah.
If you don't want to be on the phone, because God forbid you're on the phone, send a text. Like, it's just, it's not that hard.
No, I think our girlfriend, Darren, she's a social media content creator also. She explained it very well. Did you see her video on Mother's Day or whatever? Mm-mm. Talking about, like, you know, who do you spend it with? Do you spend it with your spouse's parents? Or, you know, if you're a mother, should you get the day? Mm-hmm. And, you know, because I think something about, like, they wanted to do a brunch for Mother's Day, and Darren was like, no, like, I want to stay home. She's like, I want to relax. I'm not doing shit, you know? Like, it's my Mother's Day, too. Yeah. Like, I don't – she's like, you can go.
Yeah.
But I'm going to stay home because I want to relax or whatever.
Yeah.
I very much think that when you get married and your spouse becomes a mother, the day should be about her, because when you get married, you are not – like, oh, I saw this – awesome video that I wanted to post on Facebook, but I was like,
you should have.
Oh, I was going to, but I was like, I don't want to, like, stir any kind of pot or anything. But when you get married, it is, in my opinion, in my husband's opinion, so we are together on this, and a lot of other people's, because I didn't make the video, you are not joining a family. You know what I mean? You are creating a new family.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's always, people are always like, oh, I'm gaining a daughter or I'm gaining a son. Like, in a sense, yes, but you're starting your own family. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And that is your family. Your kids are grown, you know, like.
I think you lose the title from being, like, the nuclear family, like, or your immediate to, like, the secondary family.
Yeah. So you, like, should absolutely celebrate your wife and celebrate her Mother's Day. And then if you want to do something with your own mother, you know, do it on a different day. Definitely send a text.
Or give a call. Send a gift. Do call them. Yeah.
For Mother's Day day. But as far as, like, who has primary, you know.
Priority.
It is your wife.
That's how I feel like with everything. Even, like, with holidays. Like, I want to visit, you know, we'll visit, you know, my side of the family or his side of the family type of stuff. But, like, at the end of the day, it's our family. And if we want to say fuck it to, like, everything and everyone and do our own thing, we should be able to. Because it's not a requirement to have to visit everyone and do everything. Like, especially if you guys know that there's two different families. If you guys can't work together and, like, create something simpler to make us our lives easier, then it is what it is. Because I don't know why, like, there's always – and I think it's in most of the world. Like, there's always, like, you know, the wife's side and then the husband's side. Y'all get together, make it easier for us, and we do everything together, or stick to the whole thing where we do, like, once every few years we'll see your side.
Yeah. No, I agree with that 100%. I mean, I get, like, why they can't. You know, like, for instance, you know, Travis's brother had kids or whatever. We can't just be like, yeah, I'll have my dad's come over and Daphne come over. Because if, you know, his brother had kids, then how would Daphne split and, you know, go to their house and stuff? You know what I mean? So I get that if you have multiple kids, it's hard for everyone just to go to one kid's house because if you have multiple kids, you know. But just be understanding that, like, you know, on Christmas Day, like, we were doing a whole lot of traveling for a while and I don't want to do that anymore. Like, I want to spend Christmas morning at my house, open presents, and that's it. Like, it doesn't – I'm a very big believer of it doesn't have to be celebrated on that day, which is why I don't get so butthurt anymore about, like, you know, this year is my year for Christmas Eve, you know, like, whatever. Like, if it works out with the schedule, I've told you, like, last year, Travis had to work, and I had – I was supposed to have Michael on Christmas Eve or Christmas Day or something, and I was like, let's just switch it. I'm like, if it's okay with you guys, I'm like, I don't need to have him. I mean, it's my preferred day, obviously, because everyone wants to have the kid wake up on Christmas morning, you know, from Christmas Eve. But Travis has to work. So if you want to switch and it's easier with the transition of having to, you know, go into whoever's week it is, it doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. As long as the day gets celebrated. And that's how I kind of feel like with Mother's Day, too, with your mother-in-law or, you know, whatever. Like, if you want to have lunch to be celebrated on Mother's Day, do it on a different day. Don't take it from, you know, your spouse's spouse or no. your child spouse, whatever. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I would never want to be forced to do something on like my day.
Absolutely no, not. And I used to like, you know, one year for Mother's Day was me, you, your mom, and Daphne, which is Travis's mm-hmm. mom. We all did a couple things for Mother's Day, but it wasn't actually on Mother's Day, I don't think. No. It was a different day.
Yeah, but we were, I think they asked us what we wanted to do, and we said we wanted to do something completely without the kids.
Oh, for sure. That's my Mother's Day every
we
year.
Just wanted a break. Like, I see, and I feel so bad, because I know you asked it, I think, on Facebook, asking people, like, do you spend Mother's Day with your kids or without? And so many people were like, my kids are the reason why I'm a mom, so I want to spend it with them. And I'm like,
I spend every day with my kids.
Yeah, like, love them so much, but, like, you mean we get a free pass where mm-hmm. we can get rid of them for a little bit? Like, that sounds great.
No, I get it. And I mean, that's great. I think it was a really good even split where some people were like, hell no, mm-hmm. give me like a margarita and a nap yeah. and I'm good.
I think some people have also more support than others where like they're like, you know, they want to spend time with the kids because, you know, they get maybe a little more help mm-hmm. compared to like when it's just with us with the kids 24/7. As soon as the men were like, get them or we're going to take them out.
For so real.
I guess it's like a little bit crazy like that, but that's too funny.
No, I don't know. It's difficult, you know, because some people don't think like that, but
I know
it just depends on your own personal preference and beliefs or whatever. Do your parents still buy you gifts? You said yes.
Yes.
My dad's love language is like gift giving. Mm-hmm. He got Tiffany something for her birthday.
Yes.
/ Mother's Day. He combined our gifts. I think it's...
Girl, I feel like it was like birthday, Mother's Day, Christmas, and like New Year's or some shit like that.
Girl, because it was expensive, but he got us a lounge fly and matching wallets. But he did. I'm like, that's not going to be my birthday present.
I love that.
I'm like, you got separate ones. Okay, so I'm grown. I know how much lounge flies cost.
That's funny.
We're even on the price of what I got him for Father's Day. We're even.
Yeah.
So if you want, I'm pointing at the camera because I don't know if he's going to watch this, but... If you would like two separate gifts, then you better be getting me two separate gifts. That's or else funny. I can combine them too, Dad.
Yeah. No, my mom buys gifts. She bought gifts for all of us.
Mm-hmm. Your mom goes ham, too.
She what?
She goes ham for like, the holidays. Like, for Christmas, like, she buys both my kids presents.
Her love language is gift giving. Like, I think she loves to see people surprised and happy and stuff like that. So she enjoys it. I mean, she even does Easter sometimes. She gives the dogs gifts too.
Mm-hmm.
I'm here like when she comes to the house and I'm like, who's the extra like stocking for? And I'm like, do not tell me it's a fucking dog stocking.
Girl,
you got to be
thing,
kidding
though.
Me.
I can't say anything. I got Luna and Sandy gifts last year.
Like these dogs having Christmas gifts. Oh my God. Yeah. Spoiled to the core. I cannot with these freaking dogs.
No, where did I get Luna? I got Luna a stuffed animal. Remember it was so loud too.
Didn't you get her like a bottle or like something like alcoholic themed?
Oh yeah.
Remember because we kept saying she was a drunk.
Was it a bottle of champagne that squeaked?
I think it was a bottle of champagne that squeaked.
And I got them dog ice cream.
Because
mm-hmm. I remember sitting at your house at Christmas Eve like holding the two dog things. And I think I got Sadie some treats or something, but she ended up not liking them, which is fine.
Sadie's a bougie bitch.
I know. I learned that.
Yeah.
My dad's the same way though. Gift giving.
Yeah, they just like doing gifts.
When Bryce was little, when actually it was like 2 years ago, I think, maybe last year, I can't remember. My dad went and Mario and Hot Wheels came out with the collaboration.
Mm-hmm.
And my dad would go and buy like handfuls of these cars. So every single time we went over there, he would give one to Bryce. And Bryce would be like, oh my God. And eventually the cars ran out because he had all of them.
Yeah.
And Bryce was like, where's my car?
Where are the new ones? That's so funny.
But every single time we would go over there, he would like, you know, have a gift for Bryce. And I'm like, Dad, you can't. You're just going to spoil this kid.
Yeah.
Now every single time, you know, he's going to expect something when he comes over here. He asked my dad for a Transformer.
Did I tell you? That is so funny. Oh my God. We have to bring that up. So I know we're straying away really quick, but we have to talk about
the Transformer girl. Don't even get me started.
I'll start the conversation. So Bryce had us all four adults, Megan, me,
we were in Key West.
Mike and Travis. What the fuck? It was a commercial that brought it up. I'm like, what randomly brought this up?
Oh yeah. Can I cut you off real quick just to give a little backstory? So I don't have cable at my house. So Bryce doesn't get to watch commercials.
So he never,
I mean, we have Netflix, we have Disney Plus, we don't have cable.
Mm-hmm.
So he doesn't watch commercials, he doesn't see toys like popping up on the TV. So this was like a brand new, we were all in one hotel room having a movie night or something. So we were watching,
we were supposed to watch Mario, but we never got to it.
But we never got to it. So he's like watching a kid show. They're watching like Nickelodeon or something, and he's seeing toy ads, and he's just like in on another level. But anyway, I'm sorry.
So one of the ads was for Transformer toys. We're gonna have to tag them and like, I don't know, sue them for some sue them because we're gonna get destroyed, and we'll explain why. Bryce saw the Transformer commercials. It came on 3 or 4 times, the same exact commercials. And Bryce turned around to all four of us, looked at all four of us, and told us that each of us, not even like us as a couple or like maybe just one collectively, each of us need to buy him a Transformer toy. Or what is it, within 30 days?
It was 20 days.
20 days. At 8 o'clock in the morning or some that's shit like that.
That's the time what was done. Is that on the 20th day at 8 o'clock in the morning?
At 8 o'clock in the morning, or he was going to destroy us.
We were going to be destroyed. We're like, what?
So Mike and me couldn't go like halfsies. No. Mike needed to get a Transformer and I needed to get a Transformer. All four of us had 20 days before 8 a.m. or we were going to get destroyed.
And then Travis went and bought one. And
Travis bought one immediately in the middle of this conversation because Travis was like, it ain't gonna be me.
And I'm like, wow, way to encourage this behavior. He's threatening to destroy us. And Mike said he was gonna get him a Transformer.
A Transformer, yeah. Oh my God.
But yeah, I called my dad. My dad, when we came back from Key West, he called to see how our trip was or whatever. And as soon, because I had my dad on speakerphone because I was like editing the podcast or something, he comes running over and he's like, Granddad, he's like, I need you to buy me a Transformer or you're going to get destroyed.
I love that for him.
Yeah. So Bryce has been asking me, he's like, so when is my Transformer? And I was like, I'm not getting you one. Like, you know, I'm like, Daddy got you one. He fell for it. I'm like, I'm not getting you one. And he's like, well, then you're going to get destroyed. And I'm like, okay, destroy me. And he goes, all right, well, then you're going to get destroyed. And I'm like, then do it. He's like, okay. And he like moves his fist around. Y'all on the podcast can't see. He like did some weird like hand thing. And then he was like, there you go. And I was like, okay.
My favorite part is when I was asking for clarification. Cause you know, I don't know what it means to be destroyed. I asked him in the room, what does destroyed mean? And he came out. He thought he was slick too. Cause he thought, you know, I have a response. He goes, I'm gonna sue you guys. And
oh
I'm like,
yeah.
Remember? He said he's gonna sue us. And I was like, okay. What does suing mean, Bryce?
Oh yeah.
And he was like, I don't know. Oh, he was gonna sue us, but he didn't know. Very, very angry. It's just so funny. I wonder where he got with this. Like, if you don't do this, I'm gonna sue, because he got the context correct. Like, go him. Points for Bryce.
I know.
But he doesn't know what the act of suing is, which is really funny.
He's watching too much TV, but not cable TV.
Yes, but so adamant weird. That now all four of us separately have to get him toys
and my dad.
And now,
and you know what? Granddad. He didn't even give my dad.
The 20 days?
No, his 20 days got lumped in with us.
And I'm, oh, like, so now he has less than 20 days?
Yep. He's like, no, it's the same. He's like, you guys, he's like, I'm telling Granddad now. He's like, but my dad's going to buy him one.
That's so funny. I might just buy him one too because I don't want to get destroyed.
What the hell? So it's just going to be me and Mike getting destroyed?
It is. Oh, no, I know. And you know what's funny, though, is I feel like Mike is going to be like, that was my card that you used, Tiffany. Be like, Bryce can't read fucking cards. So it doesn't matter whose credit card I used as long as it's my name on the box.
I know, now that I have Amazon Prime, which I've never had Amazon Prime before, but Travis put me on his Amazon Prime, which I thought was a good thing because I never had it. And I'm like, I was thinking about it and I'm like, wait a minute. So I called Tiffany and I was like, I low-key have an emergency.
I know. I was trying to figure out what your emergency
was. I
said
it was
like,
a non-dangerous one, but.
Oh, I knew it was going to be something like silly. Like you're calling me the other day. I had to get out of that. One message on your iPhone because you couldn't see the other ones.
I don't know how to work technology, but anyway, so I called Tiffany this morning, and Travis, I'm so sorry if you're hearing this, but this was a real concern of mine. I told her, I was like, I have Amazon Prime now, you know, I'm like, so is Travis gonna get alerted like when I buy stuff now? And she was like, yeah, no, he can see all your purchases. And I'm like, god damn it. Yeah. So now I'm like, he played me. Touche, sir. I know what you were doing. He's trying to see what I'm actually buying. And
it's to the
you
point.
Got me.
I was showing Megan. Literally, Mike was making a purchase while she just got here. Like 2 minutes into the purchase, I already knew what it was. I was like, this is how you know when you have a joint Amazon account. It just sends you immediately a notification like, look what your spouse got. Creep now. Start a fight right now.
Oh, my nail stuff's there, I think. Amazon's at my house right now.
I love that for you.
Yeah. No, he played me. No more secret sneaker purchases for me.
I know. No more wondering, what's this thin Amazon box?
I know. And I can't even be like, I'm going to return it because he'll see if I return it or not.
Girl, they sent two emails. They let you know. They're like, your order is confirmed. That's the first email. And then your order has been delivered. That's the second email. So if you delete one because you're trying to be, you know, sneaky, delete emails.
I can't delete it out of his. I mean, technically, I could.
You're right.
I mean, I have access to his, but I'm not going to. That's doing the most.
That's doing a lot just to hide your Amazon. You might as well just tell the truth.
It's not worth it.
How desperate are you that you need to start deleting emails?
I know, but I'm like, damn. Like, you know what? It got me, though, because I'm going to be spending less money on there.
I love that for you.
Use the Mom's Tampa account, but.
That's too funny.
It worked. Be spending less money. We got the kids here. If you guys hear them in the background, I can't hear if you guys can hear them. I apologize.
I don't think you could hear it in the microphone. Every single time I keep thinking that you can't. But there is. If you see us, if we have faces like we just finished yelling, it's probably because we were.
We literally gave them one instruction, and that's give us an hour. And
yeah,
they can't be doing that. You guys know how kids are. But anyway.
Dang, I forgot what the third topic was.
I don't know, but look at my phone. Look how weird that is.
I love that. Your phone is messing up. Look at it saying on Do Not Disturb. I love that for me.
I know. You're always on Do Not Disturb, though.
Disturb my life.
So how do we feel about our relationships with our parents as adults? Well, one, I don't have a relationship with my mother, so that's tragic.
I think it's definitely a more – how do I say this in a way? I feel like as an adult, I'm not as concerned about, like, you know, when you're kids and you like don't want to be like honest or don't want to say anything because you don't want to get like in trouble. Mm-hmm. I feel like I don't have that fear anymore. One, when I don't know when it was, and I can't remember, and it might be like a little bit of a blur, but I remember when I was like maybe 19, 20, and I like first cursed in front of my mom, and she was like, don't curse in front of me. And I was just like, at first I was like, oh, and then I was like, wait, I am a fucking adult. I'm a fucking adult. I mean, I'm not going to take advantage of it. But, like, I went from, like, fear mode to, like, oh, wait, I can do this now. And I was like, yeah. I was like, I have all the power.
Like Bryce around the fire.
Yeah.
No, it's so funny to hear you talk about – to hear that. And then – because, you know, I've only known you the past –
yeah, like, and just like,
and to see you
as I'm getting now, cursing, we talk about, you know, our personal lives, a little too personal sometimes.
We leave in the bar with your mom, and it's like the conversations that come out. She's just like, she was like almost gonna pee her pants the other day when we were talking about something. We were on the way to Orlando to go to that thing, and she was like gonna pee her pants because you were making her laugh.
Oh, we were
so
talking about the men sitting on their balls and whether or not we were like, do you guys sit on your balls and does it hurt?
No, not that one. Which that one was hilarious, and she was also like flushed in the face. It was, we were talking about,
it was you. You brought up a guy or a girl that has like two penises or something like that.
I'm not talking about that one though. But yeah, that was a conversation that happened. I'm talking about when we were on our way to Orlando to the tea party thing. Bitch, there's a mosquito in here. You better get it before it bites you. Did you get it?
Did I?
I don't know.
I don't know. It looked like I did, right?
Your reflexes were too slow.
Was it slow? I thought it was fast.
Was it? We'll have to play the clip.
No,
back.
I think I got it instantly.
Did you?
Yeah, I think I just like.
Love that for you.
But I don't see him anymore.
It's not going to get me. It's going to get you. I'm trying to protect you, so.
We were going to Orlando,
and your mom was in the front seat. I remember I was in the back seat because we had to pick up Elaine.
I don't remember what it was.
We're talking about like you peeing your pants or,
which happens more than I'm proud to admit. But
something I can't remember. Or farting or, I don't know. It was a very like, you know, just immature conversation because Tiffany and I, we are very immature.
I was telling people that on Instagram Live,
like,
or
just
Facebook.
Toilet humor is like hilarious. I think it's because we just have boys and our husbands are
like
very
so
immature
now. No, I was telling people, just I was like, if you don't like our personalities on the podcast, you're not gonna like us in person because it's exactly
this is
the
exactly
same thing.
No, actually, I think we're more not tame just because we don't really have any toilet humor. It's a lot of toilet humor in
yeah
person.
It really
a lot
is
of, it's a lot of,
we talk about poop way too much.
Yeah, among other things.
We really do. It's so bad. I'm so sorry. I'm getting over being sick, and I'm trying to hold this damn coffin.
Yeah, her and Travis got sick in Key West.
We did.
But yeah, it's a lot of just really immature, like, stuff that, like, a six-year-old boy would laugh at. And,
but just being able to talk to her about, like, anything at this point. And, like, as an adult now with both of my parents, just being able to be, like, honest, no hold back, like when I'm like, hey, like, these personality traits that you've given me, I hate them and I'm going to remove them out of myself because I'm not trying to be like y'all in this aspect. And just like being honest and being open to criticizing you know, what they say or how they are, and just mm-hmm. being like, no, you know, like creating boundaries with your parents mm-hmm. and just saying things like, okay, you might think this is okay and how to be this is, you know, how to be this way, but this is not okay, like around me or in my house or with the kids type of thing, stuff like that. Like, I think that dynamic changing and just kind of like controlling the narrative in a way.
No, I love that for you. I'm glad you guys were at least able to come to a...
Oh, no, it's still alive. Sorry, I saw it.
Oh, you saw it? A middle point to... Oh, there it is. Oh, God, we're going to have to get it. I hope we get it on camera, too. There's a mosquito flying around. Tiffany's got that sweet blood, like my kids and Travis do. I don't. So hopefully it'll go after her and not me.
Megan's kind of salty.
But no, I mean, you know, there's two extremes to that. There's the one where, you know, you and your parents come to a agreement and a, you know, mm-hmm. a middle ground, and you guys can salvage your relationship. Or it's like me, where you see those personality traits and those boundaries that were never respected, and you just have to do a clean cut, like I had to do. So
yeah, I see a lot of kids who are like, that's just how my parents are. Like,
yeah, and that
that's
never
just how my parents
me.
Are. That's how they grew up, you know. It's their day and age, or it's their nope. time. And it's like, it doesn't have to be something that you have to be okay with. Like, if your parents have done stuff to you as a child that bothered you, or maybe said things that you didn't like, mm-hmm. you're an adult now. You can tell them that you don't like it. And if it bothers you enough, that you will not be around it. Like, I just don't get how so many kids just take it. And then they go home and they're like, I hate this. You know, I hate when I'm around my parents and this happens. Like, mm-hmm. then say something, then do something. Don't force yourself to be
it's
around
just
it.
The way that they are. And I hate the older generation that like uses that as an excuse to, well, I'm just set in my ways. No, you're a fucking adult.
Yeah.
If I can change my, you know, things that I didn't like about myself, or, you know, like, it's called growth. Mm-hmm. Like, I could have very easily, like, you know, I was on Facebook Live today talking about how, you know, how much Mike and I have grown since, you know, our marriage and stuff. I could have very easily taken those same toxic traits that I had in our marriage and been like, well, this is just the way that I am, and taken them and, you know, took them through every relationship. But I saw what I did was wrong.
Yeah.
What I wanted to change, I grew and changed and became a better person because of it.
Yeah.
And the people who sit here and that are just like, no, you know, that's just, I'm just hard on the outside. That's just me. Like, I'm hard to get along with. It's like, no, you're using it as an excuse because you mm-hmm. don't want to change. And that's unacceptable to me. I'm sorry. But you're not going to be disrespectful to me or in my life or my kid's life or, you know, my extended family's life.
Yeah.
And come out here with a excuse like that. Like, we're all grown. You can grow up and choose to grow or stay in the same area, which is fine, but you won't be a part of my life, period.
Yeah. No, I completely agree. I see so many, like, childhood traumas or just kids, like, tolerating things in their parents' lives that they just don't like, and it's like you can do something about it. Mm-hmm. I know as a kid you really can't. You're navigating the world, it's their house, their rules type of thing, but like, you're an adult now, you definitely get to have a say. You have a circle, a little bubble around you, and you get to maintain the peace around you and however you need to do it. And as soon as I hit 18, I had no issues with like being very honest with my mom and with my dad especially, like really talking about how I didn't have a relationship with him and like how to like bless you.
Sorry.
Being as honest as possible and being like, you weren't there and you weren't like a dad for me and stuff like that. Like, and it's okay, but like, I'm not gonna deny it. I'm not gonna be like, oh, you were always there. You weren't. Like, and we're gonna be honest about this, and you're gonna own up to the fact that I'm fully aware. It's okay. I forgive you and stuff like that, but like, mm-hmm. we'll move on forward. But guess what? I'm not hiding anything. Like,
yeah, I think that's the whole thing too, is like, a lot of people, especially, is that the mosquito? It is. It's over there.
That.
I see it. At least it's not on me.
I know.
A lot of people forget the fact that one day your kids are going to grow up, and whether you were an absent parent, a super overprotective parent, an abusive parent, whatever, like, they're going to grow up and they're going to have those memories. And not only are they going to have those memories, they're probably going to be different from yours because it's coming from their perspective and how it affected them. And
it should be talked about.
Yeah. And so you're going to have to face that one day, which is why, you know, us co-parenting is so important, because I could have easily, and Mike could have easily, you know, kept things the way that it was. And Michael, you know, would have grown up a much different way than how he's growing up now. But we saw a problem with it. We all took initiative and came together, and we're changing the narrative. Could have easily been like our parents and not changed, you know, mm-hmm. whatever. But we did. And you're going to have to own up to whatever you did.
Yeah.
But now that we're all adults and we can talk about it, instead of just, you know, sitting there and being like, oh, well, you know, it is what it is. Like, make a change.
No, I agree. I was going to bring up a second topic, but I feel like it goes with the topic that you were talking about.
Which one?
I was going to bring up the whole, like, when grandparents or, like, extended family members always talking about, like, wanting to see, like, the kids or the family. Oh, my and stuff. God.
How much time do we have?
that might be a second topic. But the whole, like, who decides who? Because I hate when people are like, you never come over and see me anymore. And be like, we both got cause, right?
No,
we
I hate that cause. So much.
We both got phones. Like, it's not just, like, a me thing.
Yeah.
That's another subject.
If you're not taking the initiative to have a relationship with my kid, like, I will not force you to.
Yeah.
So.
Not just that, like, it needs to be a double effort. Like, if I'm going to be making the trips and the visits, someone else needs to be doing it too. Like,
yeah.
I'm not – we're all adults at the end of the day. And one thing that I have to say with, like, family members and friends and stuff like that, like, I have my own family to worry about. Like, mm-hmm. Even if it's extended families, aunts, uncles, grandparents and stuff like that, I get that you're family. But, like, at the end of the day, my family are the people that I live with. And well, those are the people it's that, like, I have to worry about.
When you get married and you have a family – You are starting a new family. Yeah. Like, that is your family. Like, the people who hold it over your head, like, and get on you, like, oh, you never, like, I have to worry about my own family first. Like, and we're busy. We're busy. I'm like, sorry, when people are like,
you haven't seen, I'm making up a name, like, you haven't seen Grandpa Joe or whatever. And, like,
Grandpa Joe.
I don't know. I just made up a person that completely made up the name. Like, when the people are like, you haven't seen Grandpa Joe in, like, 6 weeks or something like that. Like, you need to go and see him. And be like, but as he called me, as he reached out to me, like, why is it me as, like, the grandchild or whatever it is have to do all the effort if no one else is doing an effort too? Like, just because I'm the grandchild, I'm automatically required to do this? Like, no. Mm-hmm. I get it. I've done text messages. I've done calls. I've done what I needed to do for the holidays and stuff. But if I get no other acknowledgement, I don't have to feel like I'm forced to do it. Like, this whole making me feel bad because I'm not seeing certain people in my life that I should be seeing. If they're not making an effort, then I'm not either.
Yeah.
And no, if it's petty or not, I don't give a damn. But, like, I have things to do.
Yeah, we're definitely guilty of not – I don't know. Travis and I were just talking about it the other day. So, with my family, the way that I grew up, like, when I go and see my dad lives, one, he lives, like, an hour away, so it's not that far, but I just never grew, like, Travis's family, like, when they get together, like, they want to spend, like, 3-4 days together. Mm-hmm. And then my dad, he has a 2-hour max.
I love that, though. It's just the honesty for me.
Like, I'll go over there and, you know, I'll go over there for breakfast on Sunday and I'm out by, like, 2. And there is no guilt. There is no, like, oh, why aren't you spending more time with me? What? It's a, hey, this is how much time I got. I'm very busy. I'm tired. I want to be home. I love being home.
Yeah.
You know, like, I've got other things to do today. It's not like, okay, well, we need to do this and then we need to do this and then we all need to get a hotel and do this and do that. And it's like, but at the same time, you know, Travis's family lives, you know, farther away. But even when we were closer, like, it was never really just like it has to be like a whole weekend ordeal. Yeah. And it was just like, especially now in our lives, we don't have a whole weekend a lot of the times free. So we are guilty of, you know, not going down there and seeing them all the time and stuff. But it's a whole lot more than that. I know. I'm trying to get into it, but
it sucks because as adults, especially, like, now we have our own homes and, like, you know, when you grow up and you're like, I can't wait till I have my own place, my own rules, like, mm-hmm. my own life to live and stuff like that. And when you visit family, you're reminded that it's not your rules and not your home anymore. And all you want to do is go home to your own things. Like, I visited a family member once a long time ago. And as soon as I walked in and visited them and they were like, oh my God, you look so fat. And I was like, and I'm done visiting family over this shit.
Yeah.
Because it's like, it's you're dealing with other people's things. And once you finally establish the life that you want and the rules that you want, you have this, like, perfect little house with just your stuff that makes you happy. Like, you don't want to leave it for other things.
And it can be a lot of drama too. And it's just, it, especially with us, like, we've talked about it on here before, like, our mom's a Tampa schedule is already insane. And it's been like this for, you know, ever since we started 2 years. My husband's schedule before mom's a Tampa, before we even started, was already insane. So the amount of time I have, even just to spend time with my own husband alone, is so far and few between. It's like the time that we do get, he just wants to relax. He doesn't want to be driving somewhere. He doesn't want to, you know, be entertaining somebody. And, you know, it's just, sometimes it's nice to just spend time with my own husband by myself, which I do not get a lot. Like, this is our first vacation we're ever going on. You know that, right?
Yeah. Like,
our, this is the, we've been together 8 years and this is the first time we're ever going on a vacation.
Yeah.
So insane. Without kids, like it's a lot and we do need to be better, especially, you know, for us. I do need to make more of an attempt to see more of my family because like my, even my grandma on my dad's side, she's not doing well and mm-hmm. she's, you know, and now that I'm like, damn, you know, I should go up there. You know, she's, I can't, I feel like I can't go up there because if my kids are sick or I'm sick or something, careful. Like I can't, she's in chemo right now. Like I can't go up there and, you know, like pass anything careful. To her, but I do want to go see her. She's not, she doesn't have whatever. And even my other family, like my aunt who lives in freaking Wesley Chapel, which is not far. My best friend who just moved.
I know, it's in Wesley Chapel. Twice,
and she's been here for a freaking year.
That's insane.
And she lives in Wesley Chapel, and I don't even drive over there to see her. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, it's, people just take it so personally, and it's like, it's really not, like, I promise it's not a personal thing. It's just, we're busy.
Yeah.
And a lot of people just aren't understanding. And it sucks because I am understanding. Like, if people cancel on me last minute or whatever, they get sick or whatever. Like, I try to be understanding because that shit happens to me all the time. And mm-hmm. I get it. It's just, there's just so much. There's
no, for real.
Much. It sucks. Especially now. And it's going to get worse because we just got signed to a new agency. And we just have this whole other thing. And
that's crazy.
It's just a lot. It's a lot. We're busy and I'm sorry and I feel guilty every single day. I don't need people making me feel even worse.
Yeah. I was thinking about it the other day. I think like I had a dream. It's so weird. Like if you ever have a dream like about the past, like I have a dream like when I was in high school and I was like, the times where the only thing I had to think about was like, what's the cutest outfit I could wear to school? And I'm over here trying to fucking plan things and times and oh, life was so much easier then.
No, like this is literally... I think people are just used to us just being more readily available because we had regular this isn't a regular 9-to-5 job for us. Like we have, and what sucks is like our schedule can literally change on a dime too. And unfortunately this is our job and this is what provides our money for rent and a mortgage and stuff. So it and takes we're priority.
Still the full-time like providers for the kids. I think people forget. We've gotten a couple of comments lately when people are like, how do you guys still have time to be moms when you guys are all over the place? And be like, we are the majority fucking caregivers of mm-hmm. the kids. Like, I'm sorry that you don't get to see it on camera because we don't show it. But like, not only are you seeing us do all the shit that we're doing, we are with the kids 90% of the times. Like, the husbands have jobs that physically require them to be elsewhere. Mm-hmm. So you may not see the children, like, right now. The two of us are right here, but the damn kids are in the living room. Like, they're with us all the time, and we're still having to figure out that. We're still having to figure out our jobs. We're still having to figure out, you know, the house duties and, like, when laundry needs to be done because I know I'm so behind on laundry. Mm-hmm. It's just, like, a lot.
Well, girl, are you behind on laundry? Or are you just taking your clothes in? We heard about it in the last podcast. Did you even listen?
Yeah, no. No, I have. If you see in my bed right now, it's all the new laundry that was actually sitting on here before I moved it over there. God. And then I have to start laundry.
It's honestly why, I mean, we've become shittier friends, too. It's just, it's hard to balance it all. I mean, we're struggling enough. I was talking about this on Facebook Live today about how we're not putting out the content that we used to. Mm-hmm. And the, you know, it's... We need to find a way to get our ducks in a row before we can get our lives together. Yeah,
we have a lot of great opportunities. We just have too many at once and we just have to figure out
what takes priority.
What takes priority, what maybe isn't worth as much as our time as we thought as it was, and what we can do to like double dip and make our lives easier. Like I was telling Mike when I was talking about the Liquid IV PR thing, he's like, oh, Amazon sent you that? And I was like, no, I was like, Liquid IV did. But I was like, but the fact that they're on Amazon, I was like, it just makes my life easier if I just take this and mm-hmm. do an Amazon live with it. And I was like, because like I could do a unboxing on stories and it's like free or whatever and great, or I could put it into the work that I already need to do and just double dip in a way. And I was like, that's something that if we can figure out how to do that more and more, that we're doing one thing mm-hmm. for multiple areas, it might make our lives a lot easier. And just kind of figuring out a schedule and just kind of looking at everything that we do have, because I think we're also a little lost with everything that we kind of have stuck our fingers in. And now our fingers are all over the place. Our ducks are fucking up in Alabama right now, somewhere lost in hell.
Listen, and I think a lot of it too is like, yes, family is important and you absolutely should make family and friends and everyone else a priority. You absolutely should. You never, life's too short. You never know. We know all of that. But I think if we had quote unquote normal jobs and we were this unavailable, it would be more understanding. People still kind of feel like we're doing this as a hobby. And they
I think people got used to us having free time and taking advantage of that. And then we had so much free time that now that this is definitely way more than 40 hours, it's like...
And it doesn't get taken seriously. Yeah, like, as an actual job, they think that, oh, well, you know, you're just going to this, so you just have to film that. Like, there's no reason why. Yes, there is a reason why. Like, one, we have to sign NDAs and stuff, so we can't be talking about stuff. Two, like... We're busy. Like, I'm sorry, but.
And I want a more personal, like, relationship. This whole just, like, seeing people and hanging out with people. If you're not here asking me, like, how I am doing, like, what's going on, like, the superficial stuff, I think I'm just kind of getting over it. Like, if I'm trying to talk to you about something serious and you're, like, ignoring it and just, like, joking around with me about other stuff, I can see it. And I'll, like, notice that you don't want to talk to me seriously. But it's, like, I could tell this is, like, very, like. On the surface shit, and it's like, this isn't what I need anymore.
I agree with that 100%. Like, if you're getting upset that we're not spending more time together or, you know, whatever, but yet you're not trying to get to know me, you're not trying to talk to me, you're not trying to, you know, like, you just why would events. I make an effort to...
You want a fun friend.
You know what I mean? Like, why would I make an effort? It goes for family, too. Yeah. Like, my family, whatever, like... Be there Why in the would hot I make an effort? Too. Yeah, like if you're not trying to get to know me, you're not talking to me, you're not checking in, you're not doing whatever, why am I going to make an effort to go out of my way to take time out of my schedule to go hang out, to go meet up, to go do this? You know what I mean? Like, it just, for me personally, is that selfish? Yeah, it is, but it just doesn't make sense to me. You know what I mean?
But we should be selfish. And I'm unapologetically going to say that because we only have so many hours in a day.
No, for real. And I've gotten to that point, too, where I used to be so worried about, like, everyone else's feelings. And is this going to hurt so-and-so's feelings? Just to the point where it was stressing me out. And now I'm just like, I just don't care. I care about me and I care about my family, my nuclear family, because at the end of the day, that's who I provide for. Yeah. Everyone else, I would love for you to be in my life. You know, like, you're welcome. It's great. But... I don't know. I think that thing bit me. Oh, I think I just saw it. Did you see
it? Girl, I cannot with
you. Was that my hair?
Probably. I think it was. Your hair's a paranoia for Megan for me.
It's just a lot. And this, that we could unpack this so much more, and maybe we will, because I do want to do the second part of, like, who's entitled to your kids and stuff like that. But it's just a lot. Like,
I know. A very active subject, especially with family, especially, like, with summertime and stuff like that. We want to do stuff. We want to do fun stuff, but, like, it's a struggle. It's a struggle also with, like, watching what to say and stuff like that. I don't know which family members listen to our stuff or whatnot. But I'm just over the whole thing, like, because you're family or because you have the same blood, you're forced to do or talk or say or be a part of things that maybe you don't want to or just don't add any positivity to your life. And I'm just at the point where, like, love you so much, but my mental health and my life and my idea of what I want my life to be matters way more than making sure I'm not upsetting you or hurting the family or what you would consider hurting the family. That's
exactly how I feel too. Couldn't agree more. It's to the point now where if it's more stressful to be around certain people, then I don't want anything to do with it. Like, it's just,
that's all I'm going to say about that.
I know, I have so much to say, and I'm just trying to, like, pick and choose what I say. I feel like we're going to get one of the days on the podcast where I'm like, I don't give a fuck, and then I'll be honest and say everything that I need to say.
I know friends, and I know mutuals, and I know
people.
And I don't care to upset anybody. I just don't. I will have a conversation. If anyone that's listening to this feels like the shoe fits and this is not an aggressive way, let's talk about it. Send a text. Let's open the conversation. Let's talk about it. But I don't want it to feel like I'm trying to go after anybody through the podcast. That is not what I'm doing. We're just talking about a topic that I didn't even pick. So.
I know I did. What cracks me up, though, if something upsets you, like, if the truth upsets you, I lost the point where I was going to make with that one, how embarrassing. Like, if the truth is upsetting you, like, there's obviously a concern there that, like, you're upset by the truth. Like,
that sounds like an issue.
What's it called?
Like, the calls from inside the house. No, like I'm totally open to have conversations. And you know what's funny is I used to never be like that. But I would much rather put all of our cards out on the table. Let's talk about it in a healthy way. Like I have no problem telling you exactly how I feel, how you've hurt me, how things have changed, you know, how I may have hurt you. Let's talk about it. But I'm also not going to let you make up stuff that isn't true. I'm going to call you out on things that aren't true.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you exactly what happened, my perspective of it. I would love to hear yours. I just don't, not coming after anybody. If you feel offended and you need to talk about it, let's talk about it. But yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
More sending the message of like, speak your voice with your family. Mm-hmm. Stop hiding because it's family. I mean, we are the biggest, I don't even know what to say, supporters out there of the whole thing. Family comes in all different shapes and sizes. Mm-hmm. Like, don't feel like you have to deal with stuff with your family just because they are your family. And
yeah,
we deal with that ourselves too, especially a lot more lately, of just kind of putting our families in check or being honest with their families without feeling like we're hurting them. Because the one thing I also hate is like when I feel like I'm being honest and I'm like I'm hurting a family member's feeling, like I'm sorry that I'm like, I'm hurting your feelings, but do you want me to not say anything at all? Like, because then I'm just going to be hurting. At least you're hurting because now you're aware of a situation that's also kind of hurting me
and
hurting
together. How are people supposed to change if they don't know? Like bring it, maybe they don't know. Give them the benefit of the doubt. Like maybe they don't realize they're doing this. And that's how I kind of look at it. Bring it to their attention. And also, you know, we get told all the time, you know, when we go on these talk shows and, you know, these magazines or whatever, they're like, oh, you guys are breaking the generational curses. And yes, and how do those get broken? By bringing them up and changing.
Yeah.
Like, you have to change to be the change. Like, you can't just say that you want something to happen. You have to actually do it. So having these hard conversations, it sucks. No one wants to have them. I don't want to have them. But I'm open to having them if it means that things are going to change going forward. You know what I mean?
And it could help situations, because I know sometimes I don't want to see certain family members because I feel like I'm like, something about this is bothering me. And to be able to bring it up, like, I mean, if I could tell you and be honest with you, then it could help ease that situation where I'm not being like, ugh, I'm dreading this, instead of actually looking forward to it because I got to say what I needed to say.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I know everyone has to know what it feels like going to see, like, family when you don't want to. Like, it
Or if there's sucks. Just, like, an awkward... I can't stand that. Like, I've just gotten to the point now where I just won't go. Like, if it's not being talked about or if it's not being brought up, this whole, like, just don't say anything. Like, even with friendships, too. Like, you didn't hear it from me. Don't say anything. That's not acceptable for me anymore. Like, let's talk about it. I hate that. Because me, I can't hide shit on my face.
No, you can't.
And two drinks in, girl, we're all talking about it. And it's probably going to have an attitude behind it now. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, let's...
two drinks vibe, in. It's more like one drink in.
I know. It's like, no. Here's a tip. No, but so yeah, like why can't we talk about it? You know, like, and I know it's uncomfortable, and that's the whole thing, is it's uncomfortable or people don't want to admit that they're wrong, or, you know.
Girl, isn't it insane that there's like family gossip, like in families? Like,
girl, don't even get me started.
Isn't that crazy? You know that, like, funny? Family's supposed to be like people that you love each other, but like everyone has like tea in their family. You know that's what's like funny? And it's juicy ass tea.
No, that's not the case. Let me tell you, and I have to tread lightly because I don't want to speak on anyone's family that's not my own, but let me tell you the way I grew up. And this is on my mom's side, maybe you're right, but I wasn't very close with my mom's side of the family. Uh-huh. On my dad's side, there is none. We say shit directly to your face. The point where you're probably going to have to go to the bathroom and be in tears for a minute. But, like, there is no, like, man, Chris's BO is really bad today. Yeah. Like, haha, don't tell him. He'll say that shit to your face at a family dinner. Well, like, we do not hold back nothing. There is no family tea, like, in my dad's side of the family. On my mom's side, maybe. And in other families... maybe.
Girl,
but there is. And I never knew that was a thing until I got married. Like, they do be talking shit about each other. They be talking mad shit. Sometimes when they're all in the same room together, but like in different. I was just like, oh my God.
I've literally been, and I don't think it was my family at the time, but I've literally been to like a Hispanic get together, like where it's a bunch of family members and stuff like that. And let's say you're the one family member who didn't show up, you're fucked because everyone's talking about you.
I know.
And like, they don't care. Like, I don't think I was a part of the family, the party that I went to. Like, I wasn't a part of that specific family. But when people were asking, like, where's so and so? They're like, so and so's not here because of this and this, and just spilling out their drama and tea for everyone to know, and like a stranger like me to know. And I'm like, she did not. Just like a part of the drama. And there's just like, even in my own family, like I'm not gonna fucking hide it. I'm not gonna say what it is, but like there's tea on both sides of my family that like everyone just like gossips about each other. And I'm like,
on my mom's side of the family, I vaguely remember because I honestly kind of have blocked out a lot of the memories on my mom's side.
It can be very, like, secretive.
But I feel like there was. Because my mom's side of the family is very Southern. So I feel like there might have been a lot of, like, whispering and stuff. On my dad's, no. It's, like,
yeah, it's out there. It is. Like, that's funny.
I wish they would have kept some things some secrets. You know what I mean? But it wasn't until I got married that, yeah, they're, like, they say stuff. And I felt the first time it happened, I felt so uncomfortable. I was just, like, oh. Like, what
that's
do you
so
mean?
Funny.
And then, like, I'm just like, very, I felt, but then Travis was like, well, I guess yep, it's Travis's family. My bad. Whatever, this is my podcast. I don't care. The truth
this
is
the
truth.
Best moment of my life. The giant edited this out.
But at least I know, like, it's normal in other families because and you know what? It is normal in other families because I didn't realize it until I started hanging out with your family too, because in your family
it's very much a thing.
I've been with her family and I'll hear stuff and I'm like, oh,
yeah, you're a part of the cheese man too. Like,
I know.
Anytime it goes
talking
on,
about
I'm like,
me too. And I'm like, is that what it's called? Cheese man?
Cheese man.
Oh
yeah.
My god.
It's
I'm
like,
just
the
like
gossip.
Girl,
tea.
Tell me how I meant to move my glasses up and I didn't have any glasses on. That's embarrassing. But yeah, like they don't talk about each other and stuff. And I'm just like,
I think I brought it up somewhere. I might have brought it up on TikTok. I don't know where. But remember how we talked about how, like, family will, like, protect secrets and stuff and they brush things under the rug and everyone was like, yeah, it's like a – oh. I feel like I talked to you about it, but I feel like it was on TikTok. Just kidding. It was someone else's video. But basically they were saying how, like, Hispanics, like, will, like, brush things under, like, the rug. Like, you could have, like, a murderer in your family, but, like, no one outside of the family will know. But, like, inside the family, everyone knows. And that motherfucker is still invited to, like, the barbecue.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
It's just absolutely appalling.
And then everyone just acts like it's fine.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, my God. Yeah, that's how. Yeah.
It's insane. It's just, it's so insane. And no one, like, bats an eye. Like, they might hold their kids a little bit closer, but, you know, Hector still needs to come to the barbecue. Like,
absolutely
that's terrifying.
Not. Hector would have been cut off for me. But I also be cutting everybody off, though. So I have no patience for any of that. Obviously, I cut my own mother off.
I love that.
And a lot of things. My best friend for, like, my entire childhood.
Yeah.
Didn't make the cut. Last year, like, you know, I just don't, I feel like I just hold people to a very high standard because I give a lot. Like, I'm a very caring, considerate friend. I give my friends 100%. Like, they are family to me at that point. And I just expect the same in return. And I just don't have time for people in my life that just aren't willing.
Yeah.
And is that unfair? Probably. That puts a lot of pressure on people that are in my life. And I get it.
But, like, the bare minimum, like, you know.
I mean, I don't know if it's the bare minimum. I think
I don't think you held that friend of yours to such a high standard. You wanted, I don't know, honesty, just, not being like.
Yeah. No, you're
I'm
right.
I'm trying to, like, watch the words that I say, yeah. But, like, I don't know.
Not accusing my husband of.
Yeah, keep your legs closed. I don't know. And even with your mother, you wanted the bare decency of, like, respect. Yes, you are her child, but.
That's why you're my best friend, girl, because I'm over here trying to be like, I'm the problem. And you're like, no, girl, you're justified. And
no, you wanted respect, but you wanted things your way. And she needed to understand that they needed to be your way. It's
in
your
my own
house,
with
your
my own
kids, your rules. Yeah, like, it's common fucking sense. Like, me as, like, the stepmom role in our dynamic knows to not step on your toes. Like, when I tell remember we did that video a long time ago when people said something and I was like, if Megan wants to do this, she gets to decide it because she's the fucking mom. Like, there's nothing that I can do to be like, well, I think that's kind of unfair. It can be unfair all day. I'm not the mom. Like, but that's things you have to, like, understand. And the women out there who are like, I just don't see it. And it's like, but you don't have to.
Yeah.
You don't have to. It's fucking, it's black and white. There's no gray areas.
I think I have it saved. Actually, I know I reposted it on our TikTok. It was actually really amazing. She said that, you know, she was the stepmom and the bio mom. They weren't as close as us, but they were friendly, you know. And she said that her stepdaughter had started, she was about to start her period, like, for the first time ever, right?
Okay.
Like, and so she said that bio mom said, hey, just so you know, she's starting to cramp, you know, just a heads up, you know, this might be happening. And so the stepmom was like, well, do you want to have a conversation with her?
Mm-hmm.
And she, because, you know, she wasn't going to have that conversation because it's not her place, you know, and giving the bio mom the opportunity to talk to her about it first. And she was like, do you want to be a part of the, like, very respectful. I actually really love them. I followed them, I think. She was like, well, do you want to be a part of the conversation? And the stepmom was like, yeah, sure. If you feel comfortable with it, like, I'd love to be. She said something happened and she wasn't able to be a part of the conversation. Like, they had differing plans or whatever. But when the daughter went over to their house, she texted the bio mom and was like, you know, what do you feel comfortable with her having here? What brands, you know, tampons, pads, whatever, the brands and everything. So it was unison across the house, but just very, very, very respectful, you know, like talking to her daughter. Of course, you know, they're both the mom. We both agree with that. But you know what I mean? Like, there's just certain boundaries that, like, are entitled when you're a parent.
And I think that's what people forget. And that's the thing that I was saying, like, with your mom. Like, you're still the mom no matter what. Like, you and I could decide, you know, you want Michael to wear a black shirt. I want Michael to wear a red shirt. Like, if it's your day, it doesn't matter how much I like that fucking red shirt. Like, I have to shut up and handle the fact that it's your decision. And if it was, like, a big fucking deal, you get the end all say all. Like, I understand that. And there's nothing that I can do to fight or go over and be like, but that's not fair. For, like, someone as, like, your mom to understand that, like, I get that she's your mom and she's, like, the grandma and stuff, but you're still the mom and your fucking role, title, whatever, precedes everything. Like, and you have to understand, like, that role and that boundary and know your place. And I think a lot of people struggle with knowing their fucking places. It's not bad that you have a place and it might be a little bit smaller or whatever. Be grateful you fucking have a place.
So that's the whole issue. It's like, a lot of people just don't. They can't take what they're given as it being, they, like, enough.
That's being greedy.
Like, you complain because, you know, like, you want to be in your kid's life. You want to – that's – oh, my God. You know, I'm just going to cut this off here because that is a whole nother podcast. We need to just do, like, a whole
– another podcast.
I'm going to text it right now because that's the next one we're going to do. But
get that asked a lot. Like,
yeah, I've got ideas. You got asked
today, too, about the whole, like, if the kids call me mom and stuff like that. People are always asking that. Like, we don't need the kids to call me mom. They're perfectly fine calling me my name.
Yeah, and I don't mind them calling it anyway. I mean, you are a mom and you are their stepmom. Like, mom, you know, mom is mom.
I love that. I love that for us.
I have the podcast title. I'm going to have, what? I wish you could open this up so I could text it because I feel like I'm going to forget it.
What do you mean?
Here, I'm going to screenshot this to you real quick. And then I'm going to, can you read it out loud? Oh, wait, no, we're using
my phone. My phone is recording us. No.
Okay, well, we'll just do, hopefully I won't forget. Oh, we'll do another podcast on all that. I just texted her. So we are going to do
our I Need a Bestie segment.
I Need a Bestie. So our bestie who needs help, I'm going to read this out loud. It says, hi, ladies. I have a topic I wanted y'all's advice on for the podcast, which I always listen to. Thank you. Mostly for Tiffany, I'm guessing, but what is your point on the ex-wife keeping the ex-husband's last name for the kids, even though she's already in a new relationship with her boyfriend as well? Coming from ex-husband's girlfriend of 3 years now, this is an old topic that bothered me when their divorce was finally legalized, which took almost 2 years. I met him when they were separated, but they had already filed. Same with her boyfriend. Just want your thoughts. I'm not going to say her name.
I love that. If you would have thrown that out, I would have died. So my personal opinion is, it's just, a name is a name. I don't think it's a big deal. If Megan would have kept on the Paskus last name and we would have had the same last name and we weren't friends, I wouldn't have cared. It technically was her name first, so I would have considered that it's not like she's stealing my name. Like, technically I'm, like, adding myself to the name. Mike is keeping a Rasta over here, but it's just a name. I wouldn't think too much into it, because the more you think too much into it, the more you're going to let it bother yourself.
Yeah.
Like, when people say, they're like, are you upset that Megan was with Mike before you? And I'm like, how can I be upset backwards, though? Like, how dare you get married and have a child with her before even knowing me?
I know, it's so weird.
Like, you have to take things with a grain of salt. Like,
and be realistic, I feel like.
Yeah, like, when she got that name, she probably thought she was going to have that name for the rest of her life. So that's what I like to consider. Like, when people ask me if things bother me, like, Mike and Megan got together thinking they were going to be together forever. So me, I'm kind of like the outlier because I wasn't expected. Me getting the name isn't expected. So just kind of, like, remember that. Things have changed. You now have the opportunity to get the last name. Great. Awesome. I know a lot of people think, like, Mike does, or he used to think that, like, last names were like a big deal. Like, you know, you carry, like, you're representing the like your family and stuff. Whatever. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think it's bullshit. I never liked any of my last names. I hate last names. I have yet to find a really nice one that I want. but I don't think it's a big deal. I don't think it like holds anything to a family. I don't think it's something they have to go down the line. I'm a big proponent where if Mike and I had a kid and we thought we wanted to make up a new last name, like we would just make up a new last name because it's a fucking name. It's not a big deal. Like,
yeah, I switched my last name back just because I was very angry.
I love that.
I didn't want to be a second longer a Paskus. But if I could go back, I probably would have kept it just because, one, it looks real trashy that I had three names. Yeah, like real trashy.
Real trashy.
Yeah, just because, you know, there is a kid, especially if there's a kid involved. If there wasn't a kid involved and they wanted to keep the last name, I mean, even, you know, whatever. Maybe some, I know a girl who just liked the other last name better, and all her documents were already that last name when they were got divorced, so it's like, why change it back, you know? And then when you get remarried, it's gonna change again if you choose to.
It would have made
a lot of things easier, especially like signing up for school, doctors, you know, proving all this stuff, insurance. Just, it's just easier if you guys have the last name. I mean, even now, you know, when they're like, when I made an appointment for the dentist the other day, they're like, what's your kid's last or your kid's name? I'm like, you know, Michael Paskus. They're like, okay, for the second kid. I'm like, Bryce. And they didn't ask me the last name because they just put Paskus in there. And I'm like, it's a different last name. Like, you know, and then if, God forbid, you know, like if Travis and I never got married and it was Bryce, and then I was like, if they go to get the my information, like, actually, my last name is Reeves. Like, it would have been a whole
one Paskus, one Storts, and then I'm Reeves.
And it makes it a lot easier. And yeah, I probably would have kept it until I got remarried, and then it just makes it easier.
Yeah.
It's not as big as, and especially if they have a kid involved. And like you said, you guys aren't married yet. She's with a boyfriend as well, so they're not married. It just makes it easier for the kid. I mean, especially for school sign up when it just makes it easier, and I don't think it's as big of a deal. I would have kept it, like I said, for longer, and if, God forbid, I already told Travis this, something happens and we are not together, I'm not changing my last name again. I'm not getting a fourth one. So I'm going to be a Storts until the day I die. I'm going to be a Storts until the day that I die. It was either going to be one of my kids' names, and I'm not going back to Paskus. Yeah. So I'm going to have the same last name as one of my kids.
Girl, you know the drama that would start if we both have the same last name and we explain the dynamic and everything?
I should just hyphen it and get Paskus hyphen.
You should have like added every husband that you get. You just add the last name.
Girl, it's already bad enough I have two middle names. Have you seen my dad? My dad calls me, girl, he used to call me Megan Deborah Nicole Reeves, Esquire Storts, or Paskus Senior, or whatever it was. And then when I got, you know, divorced, it was Megan Deborah Nicole Reeves, Paskus Storts, Esquire. And then I got Storts on there. And then he's already adding up. He makes fun of my names all the time.
No, I think it's so funny. You have so many.
Girl, I can't.
That would have been absolutely so much fun. Not. That would have been a blast. No, my mom never changed her last name when she got married and had me and my brother. We obviously took my dad's last name, but my mom didn't have the same last name as us growing up. So I was a very big proponent of, even if I get married, I'm just going to keep my name because my name is my name.
Mm-hmm.
Which shocked Mike because he was like, no, you have to change like your name to my name. And I was like, why? And I was like, but like at the end of the day, I'm like, Velez, Paskus, like no offense. They're both kind of shitty last names. I don't like either of them. So I was just damned if I do, damned if I didn't, but I really didn't care about the last names. I would have been perfectly fine having my maiden name. And if I had kids, like us having different names, because I never saw last names as meaning anything. In my family, there's like hundreds of different kinds of last names. For some reason, we all have different last names.
You guys hyphen, like in Hispanic culture, you guys hyphen names a lot too.
Yeah. Technically mine should have been hyphenated. My mom ended that because we're in New York. We didn't have to go with the tradition, but I could have had a hyphenated name. Which actually I would have preferred because I would have very much would have liked Rivera. It would have lined up easier for like graduating. Velez, I was the bottom of the barrel every single fucking time. And then Paskus, I make fun of Mike's last name and now it's my last name and now I can't make fun of it because I'm in it.
I didn't get my dad's last name.
Isn't your dad's last name?
Jackson.
Oh, no. Oh, shit. I just realized that.
Yeah, my mom and my dad were never married.
Your mom's last
name. My mom gave my brother and I her last name, so...
But that was her choice, right?
Yeah, it was her choice.
Because my mom and my dad weren't married when they had me either.
Yeah, which is another reason why, like, I don't really care about the whole, like, you know, when my brothers were born, my dad would sign. And mind you, I'm not a Jackson. Okay, so they were all Jacksons, my stepmom, my brothers and stuff.
Is Chris Jackson or is he Reeves too?
My brother? Mm-hmm. I have a brother. My dad's name is also Chris.
Oh, sorry.
Our brother Chris. He's Chris Reeves.
So he has the same last name. Okay.
We have the same mommy and same dad.
Okay.
So my little brothers that are my half brothers, they, you know, they're all Jackson, but my dad would sign our Christmas gifts to other family members, the Jackson 5. Like,
mm-hmm. Oh, look at that.
Yeah. And I think our Disney passes actually when we were growing up had Jackson on them too, because it was just easier, you know, yeah. Like instead of being like, well, these two are Reeves.
Yeah.
It's easier just to do it all Jackson. Yeah. So I don't know. It doesn't bother me. Megan, Deborah, yeah. Nicole, he signs my gifts MDNRS. And I'm like, I dropped Reeves, though. Like, can you just let one of them go? Like,
I love that. No, I think a last name is just a last name. It's really not that big of a deal. I wouldn't make it a big of a deal, especially this day and age. People don't hold on to last names like they used to, or especially it's like you're following too. With your follower or with your father. It is what it is. Mm-hmm. Unless she was, like, signing it, like, on purpose. Like, I know some women do, like, they'll be, like, Mrs. like, make it seem like they're still married. But even then, a petty move like that, just haters imitate really good stuff, I guess. So
I just wouldn't think too
there's
much
There's a saying, I fucked it up. What is it? Haters imitate.
I don't know what you're saying, girl. No. I'm not gonna lie. I don't know where you're going with that.
Don't let it get to you. Be the bigger person. It is what it is. It's just the last name. Let it be. You do have the choice, though. You can make up your last name if no one knows about that. You can legally make up your own last name. If you don't want your last name and your husband doesn't either, you guys can make a new last name. Mm-hmm. We were close to that because I was like, but I couldn't think of anything. So
yeah. So just remember from today's podcast, listen, you're an adult. You have the right to change whatever you want to change in your life. And this goes for anything. Your job, your family, your friends, where you're going, your name. You can change wherever. Every day is a new day and you can grow and choose to be a better person. Yes. Okay. And that is all up to you. That is only, you can only do it yourself. Okay. So change your name, change your last name,
change
away, sell your house. And that is it. So we will see you in the next one. Thanks for hanging out.
Yes. And if you guys want to be a part of the I Need a Bestie segment, do not forget to send an email to fromblendedtobesties@gmail.com.
Period. Poo.
And we will help be your besties.
Bye.
Bye.